Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show right here on this Wednesday, snowless Wednesday evening here on the East Coast. It's a little chilly outside, but no big deal. That's the way it's supposed to be. Maybe somebody ought to tell Al Gore and the rest of these global climate change morons that we know the score. We know that the EPA has said we're going to have to play the fear card to get people to come on board with us. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and this is the Everyman Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Check out all of my posts on there from globalresearch.com and infowars.com, Alex Jones. Alex Jones was on fire today, and I enjoy putting my 2 cents worth in there and talking about what I feel we need is a tax revolt in this country. We need people in the streets saying no more. You know, literally, folks, literally, no doubt, for about 80 years now, since I guess it was FDR or whoever that said that, you know, we got to pay income tax and blah, 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 you know, we've got the Fed and everything else that never gets audited collecting the money, the IRS, you know, funding the endless wars. But have you, I guess you've seen the stories about George Soros funding these Ferguson groups for a year before Ferguson even took place. They were waiting for a big thing to come down the pike. You got to wonder, is this why Michael Brown was so bold to go into a store on camera and beat up the store clerk, go outside, block traffic? Was he the kingpin of this agenda? And then he's going to walk up to a cop who tells him to get the hell out of the road, punch the cop in the face, go inside the vehicle and try to take the cop's gun. He ends up getting his brains blown out and Ferguson gets burnt to the ground. Better believe it. You better put two and two together and understand that this was an operation that was orchestrated, conducted, funded by George Soros. George Soros, the Nazi collaborator who turned in his family to Nazis. George Soros is a Hungarian Jew. He's a Hungarian Jew who went to Wall Street in Manhattan. The man's worth $24 billion. So, you know, this is like having $24,000 in your pocket. And, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to flip off 33 grand to a bunch of thugs and cause a major, major chain reaction, a global event. The entire world was watching Ferguson burn. We saw Michael Brown's father stand on top of that, whatever he was standing on, a car, telling people, burn this motherfucker down. Burn this motherfucker down. Burn this motherfucker down. You know, you have to be an absolute idiot not to know at this point that Al Sharpton is an FBI asset receiving millions of dollars, going on MSNBC or whatever that, MSN, whatever, and telling people his side of the race story 50 years, almost 50 years after the Reverend Martin Luther King was shot dead again by some agency spook. Look, we know JFK was shot up 7 times. It was a fireworks display. We know that LBJ conducted that. What I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is if you don't understand that big money in Wall Street, Enron, 100% caught, 100% on record, dealing with these Arabs and getting these people funded. Do you understand what that means to have those billions of dollars diverted into black ops by the Bushes themselves, Herbert Walker Bush Sr., and then to have George W. Bush go into the White House in January of 2001, and just 10 months later, we have 9/11, the pinnacle point of everything you see today. And backdoor strategy. There's no going into Iraq and killing everybody in sight and then getting out. 13 years later, they're talking about well, we're about, the war is winding down, we're going to bring home all of our troops. ISIS is running rampant, and you better believe it's another jack thug boot on your neck. Because not only will we not get out of Afghanistan and the Middle East, we're going heavy into Syria. We're going heavy into Syria while they're making backdoor deals. John Kerry's over there in Iran walking around like he's on a he's in a flea market. Trottle-dee, trottle-da-da. And, you know, a little side note here. I'm not sure what kind of music I'm going to play when I go to my two-hour show every night when I get the money. And that's going to happen real soon because it's, you know, it's time for me to go back to work after 10 years. I'm out of money. I'm out of time. I'm out of patience. I'm going plumb out of my head. But this has been the greatest learning experience I've ever had in my life, politically, globally. You know, you're looking at all the players, you're tweeting, you're Twittering, you're Pinecrest, you're on Instagram, you're running around, you're on Facebook. Well, I'm off Facebook, but, you know, I'll never go back to that joke, knowing that half of the news spots you're seeing on there and a lot of the people on Facebook are nothing more than Zuckerberg creations to keep you in shock, angry, and upset. Keeps you off balance when you can't think straight and you don't stay calm. You've got to breathe deep. You've got to relax. You've got to get a handle on things. I would love at some point to go do the nightly news for Alex Jones for a week straight, give him a break, because believe me, folks, I can be equally as crazy. You know, that man's been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing it for 2 years. And I have to tell you something. There's nothing more powerful than talk radio. There's nothing more powerful than coming on, going down the list of stories. You know, I do globalresearch.canada. I go InfoWars. I go Drudge. I could do 10 hours of radio a day just from those three sites alone. Literally, you go to Breitbart, and you go to the Daily Beast, and you go to, you know, the Guardian. Man, it's just endless, endless, endless. Daily Mail, you just, you know, the UK is fighting the same powers that be. They have some kind of banking bomb over there. You know, they've got all these radical Islamists running all over London and all over Britain, pissing these people off beyond the continent. Let me tell you something. Throughout history, and for the last 3,000 years minimum, there is nobody on the planet more deadly, more cunning, more vicious, more capable of doing things to humanity than the Brits. We all know that the Brits were responsible for bringing in Hitler. And then, of course, we got the Rothschilds, we got the Rockefellers, we got Ford Corporation, we got Carnegie. Big money always tries to cultivate and chisel out society, engineering society to their means. And I can't understand, 87 years old, there he is, George Soros, why he never went to a Nuremberg trial. See, he was probably brought in here along with the other 36,000 Nazis somewhere between 1946 and 19, along with Kissinger, Brzezinski. Because you got to understand something. Poland was a world power back in the 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, throughout history. This is why you have the Polish jokes. This is why you have the Polish Pope and the Vatican and everything like that. But, of course, the Polish Jews, unimaginable science. Did you know that Einstein was a Jew? Did you know that? Well, of course you knew. So he invents the theory of relativity. All things are relative. On and on and on and on and on. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Nuclear science has been something that was taboo for a long time. They know that the center of the earth is a screaming ball of nuclear reactor. It is an endless nuclear fusion in the center of the planet. It's what keeps this planet from literally turning into an ice ball. We've had many, many ice ages through the years. You know, I would say at least a billion years ago, this place was an ice ball. And then before that, of course, it was a boiling cauldron of hell. And because we have gravity, everything that was on the surface of the planet melted into the center of the Earth. All the metals, all these asteroids made out of different metals. And then, of course, there's the planet that smashed into the Earth made out of gold. There's probably another planet made out of silver. Every different metal on the planet at one point was probably a planet or a large, ginormous asteroid the size of Africa that smashed in and created the tectonic plates. See, all the Earth, all we are is a big, ginormous puzzle piece that because of gravity, we have not literally exploded into oblivion. Not to say that couldn't happen. You've noticed that the moon is out all day long now. At least 3 days a week, I can go outside and look up and see the moon, and nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about Fukushima and what happened at that particular point when GE and all these companies moved into China. That could have been a fracking event. I don't know, because you can't tell me they're not constantly drilling into the core of the planet. They're constantly banging and drilling and looking for whatever's down there, finding the essence. They're looking for lithium. Lithium is the big one. See, lithium is what runs there. The entire Chinese naval fleet runs on lithium. I know that they're coming up with lithium aircraft. They're coming up with nuclear aircraft that can stay in the sky for years. The reason why they hunt whales is because the sperm whale, the oil in the head of the sperm whale, is what they have to use because it's high heat resistance, high energy, high heat resistance, high RPM, and it can keep these machines running forever. I don't know about forever, but I'm sure a year and a half, 2 years minimum. Have not looked into that. We'll look into that for sure. This is a The Everyman Show. Moving on. Vaccines, folks. Have you seen the stories about the kids that are dead from the latest round of the Gates Foundation and their barbaric constant injection of mercury, lead, detergent, and all these other horrible substances into the children? Why in the hell would any parent go into a doctor's office or, wait a minute, Walmart or CVS or any one of these other places and allow one of these idiots to inject their children with known toxic substances and live cancer viruses, live bacterial viruses? Who knows what they're shooting into these kids? Who knows? If they're not saving a few bucks on a couple needles here and there and using them twice, you got to understand something. These people are maniacs. Scientists for money are nothing more than white lab coat terrorists, just as sure as I'm sitting here rubbing my dog's belly. She loves when Daddy rubs her belly. Yes, that's my baby. Ugh. So, you know, ask yourself this. The stories are real. They got the wrong viruses in these vaccines. They're saying literally without a doubt for the last 50 years. And you know, I remember what happened to me when I ate the little sugar cube. I remember how sick I got. I remember how my father was yelling at me, do this, do that, why can't you hear me? You know, I used to respond to my dad when I was a kid. I used to hang on his leg and hold his hand and walk around. It seemed like after I got this vaccine, I wanted nothing more to do with him. I had no threshold of tolerance for a loud, booming voice or a rough hand to touch me. I became withdrawn. Was I autistic? I would imagine. I was no more than a DNC student, ladies and gentlemen. I never brought books home. I would look at a book and start reading, and nothing made sense by the time I got to the end of the paragraph. I didn't know what I read. I had no recall. I had no short-term memory whatsoever, although I have long-term memory. I can tell you what I was wearing the first day of school. I can tell you, talk to you about baseball games where I had no hitters. I was physically active. I was physically able to do things, but when it came to processing, of course I did math. But for me, I had to do it slowly. I had to take in all the aspects of the problem in order to solve it. It wasn't like I would just have a formula in my head and go boom, 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 down my homework. Every different problem presented a different problem in my mind, if that makes sense to you. Now, is that what autism is, where you can't decipher the noise over here with the noise over there? Your mind is constantly confused. It feels like you're in a barrage of hellfire. I mean, that's what I understand. And here I am, 57 years old. I am reading 10 books a year, minimum. Right now I'm in the middle of John Ludlum's Prothesius Deception. Interesting, but it's the same old crap. It's the same old Clancy crap, okay? It all comes right out of the John Birch Society's The Reinvention of Government, the Electronic Reinvention of Government, Cultural Changes, Slow Triggers and Fast Bullets. No, Fast Triggers, Slow Bullets. I can't remember. It's quiet. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, UNESCO, the UN, you name it, right down the pike. How do you like those UN Nazi blue helmets? Sexy, aren't they? What the hell are people in the middle of Africa running around? They just started putting clothes on their bodies 20 years ago. And all of a sudden you got these gunships coming in there and these big vans with lettering all over it and all these alien-looking white people jumping out of these vans, black people, Chinese people, and all these other brainiacs. Saying, come here, we want to inject you with some crap, we want to stick a needle in your body. Let me tell you something. The average person, the average native on this planet, I don't care, New Guinea, Africa, no matter where they are, you go pricking them with a needle, they're liable to gouge your eyes out and rip your nuts off and hand them back to you. Now, they probably won't. They'll probably put them on the fire and say, tastes good. I still, to this day, have never been married. I've dated 100 women. And for some reason, I still, to this day, don't like conflict and pain. Because that's what love is. It is a daily grind of just, to me, torment. I would love to have a lady in my life where I could go do my thing. She could take care of my house, and I would see her on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and that would be fine with me. Because you ever notice, that's what FDR did. That's what John F. Kennedy was like. That's what all the presidents are constantly like. For 4 years, they don't see their wives. I don't know how their marriages stay together. Now, you take Ronnie and Nancy Reagan, they couldn't stay away from each other. But believe me, his presidency for 8 years took a toll on her. Imagine. Could you imagine your husband being elected president 6 weeks into his presidency, suddenly he's shot by some maniac and all the intelligence in the world directs him right back to the vice president? How is he supposed to feel or she supposed to feel about that? You know, we heard the First Lady Michelle Obama say, what do you think about being the First Lady? She said, it's scary. That was one of her first comments to the media. It's exciting, but it's very scary. She had no clue what she was about to get into. Barack Obama will not go against the grain. He will not set things right. He does not follow the Constitution because that's what the people that put him in there, the Saudis, George Soros, and the rest of his ilk, you know, they're building him they're building Barack Obama, from what I understand, a $20 million house in Hawaii. Can you believe that? Wall Street insiders, warmongers, manufacturers, and everything that goes along with what we're involved in, their incomes, are you ready for this? On average, up 31% over 6 years ago. George Soros was worth $14 billion, minus the half billion he paid into Barack Obama's election. Well, electric election. Remember the government's reinvention of government, electronic reinvention of government, which encompasses the elections as well, because electronic voting machines are a fraud. But he was worth $14 billion. Now he's worth $24 billion. Bill Gates was only worth $48 billion when Barack Obama was elected. Now he has a $76 billion war chest. Warren Buffett got $400 billion in 2008. $450 billion, excuse me, these so-called TARP funds of the $1.2 trillion that was handed out to Wall Street. And we know that, of course, Berkshire Hathaway at $170,000 per share, they're pretty much Wall Street. Goldman Sachs, sky high. Chase Bank, sky high. J.P. Morgan, running the EBT cards, makes $2 billion a month running the food stamp program. How many of you lost your homes in the last 8 years? How many lost everything if you were involved in the real estate building industry as I was in the last 8 years? How many of you quit and said the hell with it? Take what you got and hit the road. A lot of people did it. So it's no wonder that we are not seeing the wars run, you know, grind to a halt. The racism and inequality agenda is literally off the charts. Social media is racked with it. You would think you were living in 1960 right now. You would literally believe that black man has not gone any farther than he did in 1960. And you got the Friendship of Nine, who did 30 days in jail for sitting at a bar down there in North Carolina or South Carolina. He pulled up to a bar to get themselves a chocolate malt and a soda or whatever they're going to get a Sunday, and they were tossed in the old jail because it was for whites only. My mother is from Gaston of South Carolina. My family is direct. We are the Gastons of Lake Gaston. My great-great-great-grandfather was the mayor and or governor of South Carolina at the time. And they did bring slaves right on up the river. They taught them how to read, make candles and clothing. And my family was killed, hung, murdered in the middle of the night for teaching black people how to be civil. So don't think that I don't know the score. I thank my lucky stars I'm here every day. My sister died in 2009 with 8 brain tumors after working 20 years with digital. They're saying that brain tumors are directly related to... Bing, 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 bing. You got it. Infertility drugs. That's right. Take these little pills, get brain tumors, whatever. You had a good life with no kids. I don't know about you, but when I had sex and I didn't want to get the girl pregnant, which was every time, just about, you got to do what a pilot does before he crashes into the ground. You got to pull out. You understand? You pull out. That's what you do. I never wore a rubber in my life. That may be TMI, but I'm just telling you, I never put one on. I think those things are a major cause of cervical cancer, other cancers, uterine cancer that women get from men putting on latex Trojans and having sex. Who knows what kind of lubricating oil or crap they put on that? That's not meant to be inside of a woman's vagina. That thing is like an oven in there. It will cook anything and turn germs into raging, you know, bacterial monsters. For all you gay freaks out there, you want to stick your penis up some man's ass, and you think that there's not going to be a price to pay for that, you're a moron. That's where your body gets rid of toxins and bacteria and all the bad juju. Okay, so whatever. Have a fecal good time. Not me. Anyway, this is the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dubosky. You can friend me on Twitter. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the Everyman Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's always groovy to be on here, you know, doing my thing. So, the show today was about corruption, who's paying for it. If you think that big Wall Street money is not funding racial divide, Ferguson, these type of events, watch for it. It's going to happen again. Somebody has to get paid to keep their mouth shut during these events. Okay? Huge money was paid out 9/11. Huge money was paid out Oklahoma. Waco. Well, you look at the stories on the First World War and the Second World War. Alan Dulles, Foster. A book I'm reading right now, John Ludlum, talks about a $1.2 billion war chest that this guy Bryson, and what does Weller ask him? Did you dip into those funds and put a little away for yourself? Winky, winky, of course he did. This is how they're able to go for 10 years and do the deed required, and then suddenly they're retired on a waterfront property in Florida or out in California or somewhere. They're living in $1.5 million, $2 million home. Some guys go completely, incognito, and other guys just say, man, I'm going for the gusto. And then you have the FBI raid, and they find out this and that, and the other don't pay the taxes. How'd you get this money? Blah, 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 blah. It either goes away, somebody goes to jail. And those are not the cases you're going to see on Fox News, because they're quietly administered, and a lot of guys are pardoned. They do the time, and they're sworn to secrecy. Very few guys are allowed to write books. Although right now, let's put it this way. All the spooks from D.C. are now in Hollywood cashing in on the craze. Spy shows, Belisarius, Bruckheimer, you know. Spielberg is all over these government-paid movies and the theaters, etc. I'm not saying Clint Eastwood got a lot of money for The Sniper, but you bet your butt somebody got paid, guaranteed, and such is life on that. But anyway, look into the vaccines, don't take them. Take a look at the corruption. Be ahead of the game. The bail-ins are coming. The banks are going to collapse. Geithner and Summers' emails are out there. Boehner's talking about the economy, how they're going to grow the economy, but why don't they just grow some money trees, right? Till tomorrow at 6 p.m., this is the Everyman Show. See you then. Bye-bye.